وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. جزاك الله أحسن الجزاء حضرت مولانا. May Allah shower His choicest blessings on you. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. موتوا قبل أن تموتوا. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون. وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, today we bring you a story of the master and his parrot. And here they refer to those parrots that come greenish in color. You know, it's a special type of a parrot which is referred to as a tota in Urdu. So anyway, this is a very, very interesting story. So this master had a parrot which had a very, very sweet voice, and it was very attractive as well. And now this trader was desiring to go to India, and he, before embarking on this journey, you know, he inquired from all his slaves and his female servants that what must I bring for you from Hindustan, from India. In the very, very same way, he asked a parrot that from the land of Hindustan, what should I bring for you and what is your message? So the parrot replied, says that when you pass by any green orchards and beautiful gardens and you see a flock of parrots, then convey my salams to them, my regards, and give them this message. What is the message? The parrot said that give my message, you know, to the other parrots in the beautiful gardens and orchards that you people are desirous of a free life, and by the will of Allah you have that freedom, but I am imprisoned. And then the parrot said, after conveying my salams, tell them, is it appropriate for you that I have this longing for you? I have this desire to meet you. I long for you. And in this whole process, I'm giving my life here, imprisoned by my master. And also tell them that it is okay for you that I'm in heavy imprisonment, and all of you are enjoying the greenness and the beauty, you know, and of these gardens, and you are flying freely. Is this a loyalty of friends that I remain imprisoned and you are enjoying the gardens? Give them this message. The remembrance of friends by friends is very, very blessed, especially when they have a relationship of Layla Majnoon, like two lovers. Now, the trader, this businessman, he came past these parrots and he conveyed to them this message of the parrot from home, and conveyed his salams also. And when these other parrots heard the salams, then there was one parrot amongst them who started quivering and shaking, and from the tree above fell down onto the ground and became completely as if dead. It was just an act. When the trader saw this, he was absolutely saddened, and he said, "Why did I become instrumental in taking the life of this parrot here? I shouldn't have even mentioned, you know, all the stories of that imprisoned parrot by me." So when he was complete with his trade and commerce, he was coming back home, and he distributed the gifts to his slaves and his female servants. Then his parrot asked him, "Then what message have the parrots of Hindustan sent for me? Whatever you have heard, tell me." So the trader said that your complaint, I shared your grief, you know, with all those other parrots. But among those parrots, there was one on whom it had a devastating effect, that she couldn't bear it, and she fell down quivering and shaking. When this parrot in the cage heard this from the trader, in the very, very same way, it also started quivering and shaking and fell flat down in the cage. When the trader saw this, he started crying and he was lamenting, and he says, "Grief and grief, what a beautiful voice this parrot had. I'm going to be missing my companions and my confidant." Now, when he realized that his parrot also had died with grief, so he took out the parrot from the cage, and when he put it outside on the ground, immediately this parrot got up and started flying and sat on the highest branch. The trader was absolutely shocked, and he said, "What act and what performance is this here? Explain it to me." So the parrot said that that parrot from Hindustan was actually delivering a message to me, that if I want my deliverance and my freedom, then I have to fake death, right? And after that, this parrot bid farewell to the trader and said, "Oh, sir, now I'm going to my country, my place, where all my other friends are. And may Allah make it such that you who are imprisoned in the chains of your nafs, you become free like me, so that you can fly towards the gardens of the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Khaja guftash fi amanillah barau, mara mara aknu namudi rahi nau. The trader said, "Fi amanillah, in the safety of Allah, O parrot, fly and go to your country of origin, but you have freed me also and showed me a new path." The trader said that my life is nothing lower than that of the parrot, that I am also imprisoned in the cage of this world and the cage of my carnal desires, and now I need to unshackle myself from this chains and go into the gardens of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the parrot had taught him a very, very important lesson, and it flew away to the gardens where its friends were. And then Maulana Rumi explains this story, and he gives an advice, and he says that this freedom of the bird, the parrot from the cage, didn't come by slogans and screaming at the top of its voice or egoism, but it came in annihilating itself, that it died. So in the same way, that talib and seeker of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, who is in a cage and imprisonment of his nafs and shaitan, and he wants to free himself, then he must annihilate himself and go towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and find that freedom. And then he will be freed from the imprisonment of his nafs and shaitan. What a beautiful message there is in this for us. And the Quran Majid says, "Mutu qabla an tamutu," die before your death. This is what it means, that we need to annihilate ourselves and leave ourselves from the imprisonment of this world and fly to the freedom of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.